Today's New Testament reading is from John chapter 8, verses 39 through 59. They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me. A man who has told you the truth that I heard from God, this is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, 'If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome the Reverend Stephen Reynolds.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this day comes to us from John chapter 8, verses 48 through 59, and specifically verse 58, where Jesus says to the Jews, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." It is true, whether in today's world or throughout history, that a big, bold, audacious claim will always attract a crowd. A big, bold, audacious claim will attract a crowd, both of supporters for the one who makes the claim and of detractors. We see it in our current political cycle as candidates make big, bold, audacious claims about themselves and their ability to govern and about the other candidate. We see it in movies where different characters make big, bold, audacious claims to rally troops to their side. Just a few years ago, in the first Iron Man movie, Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., makes a claim that, at the end of the movie, that he is, in fact, Iron Man. And the movie ends there with that big, bold, audacious claim. And Jesus is no different. Jesus today in our text makes a big, bold, audacious claim when he says to the Jews, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Now, what is he claiming here? Is he simply saying that he's old, that he's some 1,500 years old? Is he simply saying that he's been there from the beginning? What is Jesus claiming here? And what is so upsetting to the Jews? Well, in a simple word, Jesus is claiming that he himself is God. Jesus is claiming that he is God from the very beginning, as John's Gospel has made very clear, starting with chapter 1. Jesus was there, present at the creation of the world. Jesus was there creating this world as God spoke. Jesus was there as God created human beings, man and woman. And now Jesus is here. The Word has become flesh and dwelt among us, and Jesus is speaking directly to the Jews, his opponents. Jesus isn't simply claiming to be older than Abraham. Jesus isn't simply claiming to have known Abraham. But in fact, Jesus is identifying himself with the God of Israel, with the God that revealed himself to Moses at the burning bush, with the God who led his people by night and day through the desert, with the God who shepherded his people throughout the entire Old Testament, with the God who called Abraham. And so it's a big, bold, audacious claim. Jesus is before Abraham. Jesus is I am. Jesus is the one who was present at the beginning with the Father and the Spirit creating the world. Jesus makes a big, bold, audacious claim. And of course, as I said, big, bold, audacious claims always have detractors. They always have ones who react viscerally against that very claim. And it's no different here. The Jews pick up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hides himself and exits the temple very gracefully because his hour had not yet come. But the big audacious claim still remains true. Jesus is the great I am. Jesus is the God who created the world. Jesus is the one who has been there from the very beginning. And there's good news in that for us. Jesus is I am. Jesus is the one to whom the Father will hand over all things. As St. Paul says, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, echoing Exodus 3 and Philippians chapter 2. The good news is this for us as God's people, that Jesus is God from the very beginning, that Jesus is the one who has come for his people, that Jesus is the one who loves us, and that when Jesus returns, when I am returns, he will come to collect his people to himself. Now, the harsh reality is that many will have rejected this word. Many will refuse to believe. Many will have rejected the very promises of God that he makes. But for those who are his people, the ones for whom he has come, this will be a great day. We will see the fullness of this big, bold, audacious claim as our Lord comes to grab his people. We will see the big, bold nature of this claim come to fruition as our Lord returns, not as a servant, but in glory. And so there's good news here. Dear people of God, rejoice in the big, bold, audacious claim because it's true. Rejoice that Jesus Christ is I am, that he is the one sent from the Father to do his Father's will. Namely, to come to announce the good news of the gospel, to die in our place, to be raised again, and to return in glory. Rejoice that Jesus is the I am, and he is your I am. Rejoice that nothing can separate you from his love. Rejoice that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Rejoice in that big, bold, audacious claim. Before Abraham was, Jesus is the I am. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.